As part of activities to ensure a peaceful, free and credible election this year, the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEG, in collaboration with the Civic Forum Initiative, CFI, has launched the 2016 Election Situation Room to monitor and report on issues pertaining to elections, including the results. Speaking at the launch in Accra, the chairman of the CFI, Major General Carl Coleman, said the Situation Room will not interfere with the work of the EC Strong Room, but it would rather serve as an alternative source of information. Nathaniel Nati has filed this report.
According to Major General Carl Coleman, the Situation Room is not a new phenomenon as it operated in the last two elections. Aside the monitoring of election-related issues, the Situation Room will also embark on public sensitization fora to educate the public on electoral processes. The Situation Room will rely on coordinators from all the 10 regions to accomplish its work. General Coleman explains the difference between the Situation Room and the EC Strong Room.
The EC has always had their strong room. We are not in competition with the EC's strong room. They are providing a service to the entire nation. We are also providing a service to the citizenry. Our services are complementary. We are providing the information not only to the EC, but also to everybody in the country to know what is happening at a particular time.
The Director of Operations at the Police Headquarters, Dr. Benjamin Agojo, said the police have undertaken several reforms to ensure peace before, during, and after the election. He said the police have taken delivery of riot control equipment and trained more than 50 police officers in handling electoral violence. He added that the police have identified more than 5,000 hotspots and is working towards averting possible violence on election day.
We have identified 5,000 polling stations out of the existing 26,000 as potential hotspots, as against 3,574 in 2012. We are not saying they are hotspots yet, they are potential hotspots, which means that if we work very hard, they will not be hotspots. For us, the police, we believe that every polling station is a potential hotspot.
The project coordinator of IDEG, Kwesi Jonah, described the winner-takes-all political system in the country as flawed.
In Ghana, the winner-takes-all political system manifests itself in a very peculiar way. If a political party wins the presidential election, it gains total control over the power and the resources available at both the national and the district level. All that you need is to win the presidential election. We then hand over 216 districts to you for free to manage. No competition from anybody. So we seem to have coined a slogan, seek ye first presidential authority and all the 216 districts shall be added unto you.
He identified the poor socioeconomic conditions in the country as the reason for the emergence of vigilante groups and called on security personnel to exhibit a high sense of professionalism during the election.